This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Cosmetic Rexia, the latest worry for parents of teenagers. It's the rise of skincare routines amongst children as young as 10, heavily influenced by TikTok and social media trends. From multi-step routines to active ingredients designed for adult skin, there's increasing debate about what's appropriate for young, developing skin and what could be doing more harm than good. We're joined by dermatologist Alva Galeen, owner of Galanta Skin Clinic in Ballinasloe. Alva, welcome to the show. From what you've been seeing in the industry yourself, how widespread is the trend of children and young teens using complex skincare routines influenced by socials?
I've been a skin therapist for the last almost 10 years. When I began in the industry, it was mainly adults that were coming to me with their own concerns. Whereas now there is definitely a progression towards younger people. So, you know, people in their early teens and even younger than that, that are coming with skin concerns. I think the industry is definitely changing. So in clinic, I'm seeing it more and more common that parents are asking for skincare advice for their children. This can range from anything from 8 years old up to 14 years old and so on. I think, you know, maybe about 5 years ago, it was about in and around 16 years old. That's when parents would start to ask questions. Whereas it's getting younger and younger. And I've noticed a lot of parents asking me to vet their children's products and maybe look for professional advice of, is this normal? Should my child be using this? Is this safe? I wouldn't say it's exactly the norm in Ireland, but it definitely is growing and growing. It's so prevalent that even I've noticed a couple of research papers, so clinical papers being published, and it's specifically talking about this like tween skincare craze, and TikTok has definitely been mentioned a lot.
What are the biggest red flags that you've been noticing in the routines or the products themselves that are being used by these tweens, if we want to refer to that age?
That age
of children up to young teen.
Yeah. My biggest concern, my biggest red flag is not that children are using skincare products. I actually think it's a great thing to look after the health of your skin. So it's not that they're cleansing, it's not that they're moisturizing, but it's that children, especially children with normal and healthy skin, are starting to use skincare, I guess, that's designed for, you know, anti-aging, pigmentation, brightening, lightening, acne products. And they're all doing this from, I guess, the advice of somebody who is maybe not a trained professional or someone that they've seen online. So somebody who maybe doesn't even live in the same country as them and is not exposed to the same, you know, environment that they live in. And I feel like without professional guidance, a child should not be using, you know, a glycolic toner and a vitamin C serum and an anti-aging retinol. It's so unnecessary. And I say this not only from like a dermatology perspective, so a skin health perspective, but also from a financial perspective. You know, why are we seeing teenagers or tweens using serums that are €50, €100? There's also like a psychological concern that I'm worried about, where children are starting to associate maybe self-worth with their appearance or, you know, social status with beauty products. And I think that's something that we need to be aware of and be mindful of.
What about the knock-on effects on the physical aspect, like of your face? How is this affecting your skin barrier if you're using things that you do not need to use at all? Is it causing things like dermatitis, sensitivity even?
Absolutely. I see more and more dermatitis, and this is actually through all age groups, but especially our younger clients that are coming in, especially perioral dermatitis, contact dermatitis. I'm seeing a lot of inflammation, a lot of redness, a lot of dry skin. I try to educate clients, your skin should not tingle and it shouldn't sting when you put on a product at home. I think there's maybe like a false narrative that, you know, oh, if it tingles, it's working, or if it stings, that's a good thing. Whereas that actually means that your skin barrier is compromised. And your skin barrier is made up of skin cells, which are great, bacteria, which is good, and oil. And we need all three of them. They act like a protective shield on the top of the skin. And young skin is more delicate and it's more, I suppose it's less developed than an adult skin. So it's more prone to irritation, dryness and allergic responses. And I think a lot of what I see is actually misuse of products that has caused this. So strong products, harsh ingredients, anything with the name or the word acid in it can lead to that compromised sensitive barrier. And that can actually persist not only from, you know, tweens to teenage years and into adult life. So it's really important that we be mindful of what we're putting on our skin.
There's a lot to be said about this trend and how it appears. It is on the likes of social media. It is also peer pressure because other people are seeing it on their phones and they're talking about it and they're doing it. It could also be, you know, these products that have been marketed more and more and more to young skin nowadays. From your professional experience, what should a safe and age-appropriate skincare routine, if you want to call it that, actually look like for a child or an early teen?
I'm sure most tweens that listen to this now are going to be like, oh, that's so boring. But, you know, a normal healthy skin should just use a cleanser. So a gentle cleanser, a hydrating moisturiser and an SPF. That's it. Keep it really, really simple. If there's a genuine skin concern, of course, like eczema, acne, something that needs professional guidance, then, of course, that's where I step in. But for the majority of young skin, a gentle cleanser, a hydrating moisturiser and an SPF should be it and done.
What about parents who have come to terms with perhaps now that their children have been really, really, really obsessed in some ways with this skincare trend they've been seeing and they've got the 10-step routines and they want to intervene now and maybe try and bring it back a bit? How can they do that without making skincare seem that's, you know, something that's forbidden? Or something that you should feel ashamed for falling for this trend.
Yeah, absolutely. A quiet prayer to all the parents out there. I'm not a parent myself, but I really do feel for parents as they try to navigate this, as well as everything else that they have to navigate. You know, when we think of when we were growing up, it's such a different world to how children are growing up now. So I can't imagine to put myself in a child's shoes and everything that they're exposed to. Of course, it's really difficult. So I definitely try to advise my parents, you know, this is definitely not something that should be shamed. It should be celebrated that children want to look after their skin. And it's just like looking after your teeth, you know, wash your teeth, wash your skin, care for your skin. I would try and ask my clients to be curious. So if their child came to them and asked them, you know, I want to use this product, we'll start with why. Why would you like to use that? Where did you see it? What's your concern? Or why do you want to use it? I would also want to highlight, is there something about their own appearance or their skin's own appearance that they're bothered with, just in case there's something a little bit deeper that needs to be addressed or acknowledged. I think education is key. So teaching kids how to wash their skin correctly. I can't imagine, you know, if it was me and I was a parent, I definitely have a vision of me with, you know, my kids washing our skin together, teaching them how to apply their SPF, how to reapply it. And that can be something that's fun and celebrated and actually a nice memory to have together. I also do and try and remind parents, this is not a necessity. So skincare is a luxury. It's expensive and it's not a necessity. I don't know if I'm a little bit old school, but you know, when I was growing up, if you wanted something that was a luxury, you had to go get it or you had to pay for it yourself. So whether that was doing jobs at home or, you know, doing a little bit of cleaning or, you know, tidying your room, but it shouldn't just be handed out that, okay, I have to buy this product for my child. That's not the case at all. It's certainly not a necessity. So don't feel pressured to buy your child something. And, you know, I really do feel for parents.
They are in a difficult position at the minute because this is so unprecedented. We have no frame of reference for this, but I love what you've said there about maybe making it be a memory, because I feel like there is such a thing about brushing your teeth with your parents when you're young. Why not have it be the same about skincare and really educate them from when they're very, very young? Do you think that skincare brands and influencers have a responsibility to tailor or to restrict their content being aimed at very young audiences?
I think that's a really tricky question. Because, you know, I think it's easy to say yes or no, but in the back of my mind, it's how do we do that? How do we restrict what our children see? And, you know, maybe that comes from the top down. I don't think the responsibility falls on any one group. I think it's a collection of social media platforms, parents, schools, and of course the broader beauty culture all coming together. I don't think it would be a bad thing if brands were maybe a little bit more transparent about who this is for and what age group this is for. And maybe that would curb, especially young children, from using very strong products on their skin and causing harm.
If a teenager is listening to you this evening and they might be a bit concerned about their skin, whether they're taking part in these really long skincare routines or not is irrelevant. If they think that they're suffering with something like acne, what advice would you have for them?
Yeah. So if someone is suffering, for sure, seek professional advice. So especially if your skin is painful, if it's scarring, or it's beginning to affect your confidence, please do seek professional advice. So whether that's someone like me as a skin therapist, or if it's your GP, or if it's being referred to a dermatologist, I would definitely go towards the professional route rather than searching for the answers on social media or even ChatGPT. I would ask my teen clients especially to please don't over-treat your skin. So don't throw on 6-7 products at a time. Don't jump between products. Try and just stick to the basics of a cleanser, a moisturizer until you're able to be in the position to get professional advice. I'd also love for my younger clients to not compare themselves, especially on social media. There is no such thing as glass skin. This is definitely a real pet peeve of mine. When the kids come in and they say, I want glass skin, I want poreless skin, this isn't real life. Real skin has pores and textures and the occasional breakouts, and that's okay. I think social media really does show the best of the best. It has the filters and the lighting, the editing, and, you know, even the selective posting. I would say, you know, I'm a little bit active on social media. If I'm having a particularly bad skin day, I probably won't show my face on social media. And it's, you know, I think it's common and it's normal. And maybe I should do it to show people, you know, even a professional skin therapist does get the occasional breakout. But I would just urge my clients, especially my young clients, if you're worried, seek professional help.
And speak to your parents and your family and your, you know, anyone that you trust, because it can be so difficult to be young and see all of this online and the glass skin trends. I even find that myself
started.
I'm just like, nobody looks like that, you know, and nobody does. But Alva, if we want to follow along with you on socials, where can we find you?
You can find me at Alva_Galanta Skin. My clinic is Galanta Skin Clinic in Manaslow, and I would love to meet more people or see them on social media. Please reach out to me and we'll have a chat. It would be great.
Alva, thank you so much for taking time out and chatting to me this evening on my Radio's group chat.
Thank you so much for having me, Valerie.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it.